Good morning. We're seeing Chayodim, Aklam, and Vav, and we're starting Simin Yud Aleph. Okay. Godlum of Orach. So, who should be the one to lead the benching? Who's the appropriate person to lead the benching? So, really, the Ikra Din was discussed in the language in the Gemara when only one person was saying the benching and everybody else was being Yotze with him. So, over there, clearly, there's a strong hierarchy. Who should be the one who's doing that? But even nowadays, where everybody benches along, there's still an element of derech eretz by giving the benching to the correct person. So the loch is gadol mevorach. The greatest talmud chacham was present. The greatest chacham was present. Has the loch of saying the bracha. This is gemara in brachas. You give the benching to the gadol. We'll talk about kain in a moment. Now, if the gadol wants to pass on the kavod and let somebody else lead the benching instead of him, the gadol is allowed to do that. Okay. If he has difficulty clearing his throat and saying it in a way which people could hear it well, so then he should let somebody else lead instead. This is talking about the case where there was no guests. They were all paying for their meals, let's say. So there's no guest over there. So in that situation, who should be the one who leads the benching? Or they're all guests. The Baal HaBayis is not there. So then we say the Gadol should be the one who makes the bracha. Abam Yeshom Arech, if there is a guest over there. Vorach Arech, the loch is that the guest should be the one who leads the benching. Abba Bisha Baal HaBayis, who Gadol Mimen, even the Baal HaBayis is greater. Because the Arech has a halacha that he's supposed to give a bracha, the Birchas Arech, to the Baal HaBayis. And in order that the Arech should say that bracha, we give him the benching. Again, in the din of the Gemara, only one person said benching, and then he'd be the one who would say the bracha, the Birchas Arech. Nowadays, everybody says the benching, and theoretically, anybody could say the Birchas Arech, even if they're not the Baal HaBayis, or even if they're not the one who's leading the benching. They could still do so. But again, the halacha still remains. We gave the chiyuv, the preferred chiyuv of saying the bracha to the areach in order to say birchus areach. We'll talk about some of the details of birchus areach in a moment. Now, v'im Baal HaBayis nois and kois l'areach l'vorach v'ein mevorach. If the Baal HaBayis offers the kois to the areach and the areach refuses, the guest refuses, so it's not a good idea. Makatra Yamov, the Gemara says that the guest will, his days will be shortened. Why? The Ksiv, Varvorchom Avorcheko, Zelarotz of the Baruch of Baal HaBayis. He's been given an opportunity to give a bracha to the Baal HaBayis, and he refuses. So the Pasuk says that the Bershom says, I bless those who bless the Jews, which means if I, as a guest, bless the Baal HaBayis, I get a bracha. But Michal Hey Natosha may allow, but if I refuse to do that, I get the opposite, and it's not a good thing. So a person should not refuse that opportunity. But Baal HaBayis writes the Vater al Birchosu, the work by Atzmar Lita Nacher, Shemeshalam Loy Bad Mazonis, Daniel Yotzarch, the work of Baal HaBayis. Sure. The Baal HaBayis has the right to forgo his bracha. He said, I want to leave the benching, or I want somebody else to lead the benching who's not a guest and who will not be saying Birchos Areach. For example, if I have a person who pays to eat meals by my table, so he's not considered a guest, and that he has no chiyuv to give me birchas areach, and Chazal specifically were mesaken birchas areach for a person who's a guest. So he's not a guest; he's paying, so he's not mechuyav to birchas areach. But if I want to choose and give the benching to that individual, I can do so. Now you notice that the Chayyim did not discuss the din of giving to Chayyim. So in Shulchan Aruch, it follows a similar halacha order. In Siman Reish Aleph, it starts off with the din of Gadol Mevorach and the din of Areach, etc. Then in Sif Beis, it mentions Kayin, that it's a mitzvah l'hakdima, it's a mitzvah to be makdim the Kayin because of a kiddush toh. So if you have an option of giving to a Kayin, there's a mitzvah to be makdim to give to the Kayin because the pasuk says v'kiddush toh. And Chazal darshan that you should give the Kayin the rights to be first in giving a bracha. However, the Shulchan Aruch says that doesn't override the din of kavod to Torah. So if you have a Kohen as an Amor Oretz, and you have the Talmud Chacham who's Yisrael, so if the Talmud Chacham Yisrael, it passes on the benching and gives it to the Kohen because he feels the Kohen has to go first, he's being Mavaz of Torah. So the Gemara says that if a person who is a he should not the person Talmud Chacham who gives to the Kohen Amoritz in front of him, he's being Mavaz of the Torah, and that's not good for the Chacham to do such a thing, as you can imagine. If the Kohen is also a Chacham, even if he's not the same level of Chachma as the Yisrael, so then it is acceptable and therefore appropriate for the Yisrael, who's a greater Chacham, to give the schus to lead benching to the Kohen. But if the gap is significant, so let's say you have a situation where you have a Rav and a Shul, who's a clear Talmud Chacham, and you have the Balabatim, which are they're basic, they're not. They're not tremendous to be chachamim, but they're not amaratzim. In that situation, really, they're eating shalshulas together. The rav has no chiyuv to pass the benching to the kohen. This also means when he benches, he does not need to say brishus hakohanim. Not only that, does he not need to say brishus hakohanim, he's not allowed to say brishus hakohanim, because according to the Shulchan Aruch, if he does it derech chacham mishpat kahuna, which means he feels that they have to go first and he has to get brishus from them. So that's going to be a b'sorin of Torah. He has no need to get rishus from them. One last point about rishus kohanim. Rishus kohanim is not enough to say it. You actually have to ask the kohen rishus. Kohen, would you mind if I lead the benching instead of you? And the kohen can say yes or no. But it's not enough just to say rishus kohanim. You're really supposed to ask rishus from the kohen. Okay. So I'm not clear to me why the Chacham does not mention this din over here of giving kedima to the Kohen. But it's a good question. Okay, have a good day.